Watching on Borrowed Time.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, Happy New Year. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Time Warner Cable TV customers are still getting Fox programming, even after a carriage contract expired at midnight. But negotiations continue after Fox agreed to an extension that amounts to a few hours. At issue, an increase in fees Fox charges Time Warner to pay for its programming. The dispute could cause millions to lose college football bowl games on Fox-owned stations, even The Simpsons, unless viewers get out those antennas. I'll bet a lot of states and cities want to forget 2009 never happened. Tax revenues sputtered, budget holes widened, so governments took on debt, a lot of debt. More than $410 billion in new municipal bonds were issued this year. And the borrowing's likely to continue, as Chicago Public Radio's Adrian Hill reports.
Illinois has plans to issue nearly $3.5 billion in bonds next week to help fill a budget deficit, and that's just a tiny piece of the $450 billion local governments across the country are expected to raise next year in the bond markets. Michael Decker is with the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association.
I think there's pressure on states and localities to continue to invest in capital projects like transportation facilities, new school construction, water and sewer, and other kind of infrastructure facilities, even though they're facing fiscal constraints.
Illinois has had its credit rating battered recently, but says Tom Doe of Municipal Market Advisors that shouldn't dampen the appetite for state-issued bonds.
The reason is that even though for the trouble that, say, you know, Illinois is facing right now, there is a perception that, not to be too Pollyanna about it, but there is a better day ahead.
Doe says bonds from states with lower credit ratings often pay higher yields, making them more attractive to investors. In Chicago, I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Let's take a look at numbers. Markets worldwide are closed for the new year. Despite some give back yesterday for American markets, 2009 was at last a year of green. The Dow saw its first annual gain in a couple of years, up 19%. The S&P was up even more than that, and tech stocks really got some traction. NASDAQ shares soared 44%. You know what else keeps going up? The cost of college. The average law student takes out between $60,000 and $90,000 for school. And despite what you think, they're not all making big bucks right after graduation. Sally Herbships reports some can't even find a job.
Eric Ricosi just graduated from Loyola Law School in Chicago. He owes a lot in student loans, and he can't find a job. So he's going back to school. That way, he can defer his loans for a year. But more school also means more debt.
It's not a lot in the big picture. What's the difference between $150,000 and $170,000, really? And the loan payment, it's only a few more dollars a month.
Brian Hamilton is CEO of SageWorks. He analyzes data on law firms and other companies. He says it's not just Ricosi. The entire law industry is suffering right now. Revenue is down 21% from last year.
Of our top 10 worst performing industries, the legal profession is number two.
That's worse than car dealerships or furniture stores. Hamilton says with the recession, companies that have been traditional clients of lawyers are struggling to maintain profit margins by cutting costs. And for those companies, legal fees can seem like big bucks. That means fewer jobs for recent grads like Ricosi. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Before the financial crisis, Americans were doing a couple of things at a record-setting pace: shopping and buying houses. So it's not surprising somebody came up with a bright idea to combine those two. Mall apartments were supposed to be the next big thing. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports on how all that's working out.
The Americana Mall in Glendale, California, was designed to look like Main Street, you know, where people used to shop before there were malls. There's a paved street, a trolley, a big lawn with a fountain. There are restaurants and shops like Forever 21 and Tiffany, and above them, hundreds of apartments and condos. Welcome to the Mall of the Future, or what was supposed to be the future. Suzanne Mulvey is a real estate strategist with PPR.
The ability to unlock some of the value that sits in that actual real estate entice these developers to come up with alternative ways to get more value out of the same property.
Mall apartments went up in Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., and Arizona. Then the real estate market collapsed. Apartments above one Boston mall went into foreclosure. The Americana's done well with rentals, but half the condos, which sell for between $500,000 and $2 million, are unsold. Real estate consultant Spence Mell says it's not just the economy. Manufacturing Main Street is tricky.
Those areas have grown organically over, you know, a 100-year period. To just throw them up like Disneyland, people have trouble with that.
Some people.
I never want to leave. It's that great. Nobody paid me to say that, by the way.
Paul DeGarabedian moved into the Americana a year ago.
You're living in a mall, and people laugh when you say that, but it's a way of life that I love. I have like 5 or 6 restaurants right here that I can literally walk to. I can do shopping for clothes, whatever I want to do. There's the hustle and bustle. I never feel alone. There's always people around.
The Americana offers concierge service, yoga classes on the lawn, a farmer's market every Saturday. Real estate strategist Suzanne Mulvey says these perks are crucial because mall apartment living still presents a major psychological hurdle.
I believe in the mixed-use concept. I just don't know that I want to live at the mall.
At the Americana in Glendale, California, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, Billy Joe Sanders just bought some real estate. At $5,500, he thought he got a great deal. Trouble is, the West Pennsylvania house he got at a tax sale isn't there anymore. It was demolished by the county. Officials say Sanders should have checked on the property, made sure it was not slated to be torn down. Now Sanders has a nice piece of land to visit to think about what he'll do to get his money back. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. Happy New Year. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.